Book 3, The Battle of the Plateau.
Chapter 31. The great sword of Martin the Warrior sheared through the bonds which held Mordi, Rangval and Orquil suspended from the tree. They were immediately surrounded by the Blood Gullet's crew. Vizca Longtooth snapped out orders.
Chop that branch down and yoke them by the necks to it.
The branch was promptly hacked down. Vizca spoke to his captives as they were roughly bound, neck and paws to it.
Thought you was gonna die, didn't you?
Mordi could not resist a cool reply.
Actually, something like that did speed through my agile young brain, old thing. Rangvel, do you think our friend's saving us for some fairly dreadful jape, what?
The rogue squirrel sighed.
Sure, why wouldn't he? Him being a double-dyed villain. I wouldn't put anything like that past him.
They were now standing shoulder to shoulder, with their paws and necks tied tightly to the branch. The golden fox showed his long fangs in a sinister grin.
You won't be talking so fancy when I'm finished with you. We're taking you back to the Abbey. We'll see what good friends you've got there. If and they don't open the gates and let us in for a visit.
Mordi interrupted.
Wait, don't tell me. You'll stamp your paws a lot and never speak to them again, right?
Vizca shook his head, still grinning.
Wrong. Because if and they don't open the gates, I'll roast and skin you right in front of them same gates.
Brandishing his new sword and a flashing arc, Vizca signalled his crew.
Bring him along. We're bound for the Abbey. Steer clear of that ditch and stay to the woodlands. March!
Orquil had to march almost tip-poor, even though both his friends crouched slightly to assist him. The young hedgehog had been warned not to mention the sword, but he could not take his eyes off Martin's blade. He strained his neck to one side, muttering to Mordi,
"We've got to get the sword and make a break for it."
Keeping her gaze straight ahead, the hermaid replied,
"Certainly, old scout, but not right away. That foxy cad's a bit too taken with the sword. Watch the way he swings it about. He'll probably chop us into fish bait if we tried anything too soon. Give it a little while yet, then we'll see what we can jolly well do. What?"
A surly-looking weasel slammed his spear butt into Mordi's back.
"Sit your gobbling and get marching, rabbit."
Despite the pain from the cruel blow, the hermaid managed to wink cheerily at him.
"Right you are, sir. This rabbit's marching, what? But before our little jaunt's over, I'd like a word with you. Just the two of us, in private, eh?"